have to have something that's pushing you in a direction that's going to be positive. And I don't know if that's looking at your children and saying, man, I want to set an example for them. I don't know if that's looking around and seeing how you currently live and saying, hey, this isn't okay. I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't know if it's staring at the mirror and saying, I'm not okay with the image that's staring back at me. But there has to be something that just makes you go, that makes you want to do something different.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. Happy to be with you guys today. Hope you guys are doing well. And again, I apologize in advance if there's anything that's said that hurts your feelings. But at the end of the day, I want to, you know, poke at you in a way that makes you uncomfortable or put you in a situation where you start being a little bit more honest with yourself on things that you could be doing to see progress in your life. I know that you're more than capable of. The problem is we don't ever push ourselves to the threshold of what's possible or what we're capable of. And the average person, when they push themselves to what they're capable of, they'll only hang out there for a day, a week, a month, and then they fall off. Right? We have to operate at our current capabilities for an extended period of time where we go through the discomfort, we go through the pain, it creates a new version of us, and now what used to be uncomfortable for us is the new normal. Then your new capable is something more than what your old capable was. And I don't think that you can conceive what's really possible until you start operating on the outer banks of what's currently possible for the individual that you currently are, right? And so if we're not going out there and we're not pushing ourselves on a day-to-day basis, you're not recreating yourself. In order for new results, you have to take yourself further than you've ever taken yourself before. So in other words, you're going to have to experience a discomfort or a pain or some form of misery that you've never experienced. And if you're currently going through something right now that you've never experienced before, and it is uncomfortable, you're dealing with pain, you're wondering why you're doing it, or if you should continue to go forward regardless of the current emotion that you're experiencing, that's a good thing. You're being formed into an individual that's going to be capable of much more than what you're currently capable of. As long as you operate and you continue to operate in that realm, that then becomes your new normal. And then what happens is you start operating on the outer banks of that new normal, or operating on the new threshold of what's possible for the individual that you are now, right? And I'm telling you this because there's things that I'm doing right now that the version of me a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago wouldn't even have thought was possible. And the reason why is because I can only conceive with the information that I have right now what is possible for me. And so therefore I'm biased. I have a record of the past of what I have done and what I haven't done, where I've won, where I've quit and given up. And I'm going to take that information on myself and make a decision on how far I think I could really go. The problem is if you don't have a good history and you don't have a solid record of the past that says, hey, I'm a badass, I'm doing things that other people aren't willing to do, I'm constantly making progress, I'm accomplishing things that I didn't even know that was possible, then of course, you're not going to say, man, I can do that too. When you start operating on the outer banks and at that threshold of what's possible for the current version of you, you create a new possible. And when you create a new possible, there's a new possible for that individual. And the idea is to continue to push that threshold to the point where it is uncomfortable. Okay, when I was going to with the goal of running 10 miles a day, 5 miles a day was uncomfortable. How am I ever going to be able to do this? It didn't even seem possible for me, right? When I made my first when we grossed our first $1 million a year in business, like $10 million a year doesn't even seem possible. But when you do $2 million, $3 million seems possible. And when you do 3 million, 4 million seems possible. When you run 5 miles, 6 miles seems possible. When you run 6, 7 seems possible. And so the idea is to continue to put ourselves in what's possible for the version of us that we are right now. And then that eventually creates new possibilities and a new possible with the version of you that you're currently creating. And so the idea is always pushing yourself. We understand that average is the enemy. Average is the majority of people. And the majority of people will get uncomfortable and they will shy away from becoming the best version of themselves because they just don't have a big enough desire, a big enough why. You know, and I don't know what your why is. I don't know what your desire is. But you have to have something that's pushing you in a direction that's going to be positive. And I don't know if that's looking at your children and saying, man, I want to set an example for them. I don't know if that's looking around and seeing how you currently live and saying, hey, this isn't okay. I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't know if it's staring at the mirror and saying, I'm not okay with the image that's staring back at me. But there has to be something that just makes you go, that makes you want to do something different. And then when you make a promise to yourself that you're going to do something different, make sure that you honor that promise. Okay, there's the escape velocity, right? So for instance, you've got the force of gravity, right, that holds us down. There's actions and habits that you have that you do every single day that's acting as gravity that's holding you down or holding you exactly where you're at, whether that's the people that you hang out with, whether that's the information that you put into your brain, whether that's going home and having drinks every single day after work, whether that's choosing not to get up early and go to the gym or go to the gym after work. Like, everybody has the same 24 hours in the day, but your habits are your gravity. The environments that you've created for yourself is your gravity. And if you're not getting where you want to be, then you're not putting yourself in the right environments. And you have the ability to change your environments. You have the ability to say no to certain things. You have the ability to change your actions and habits. And I'm telling you this from experience. I'm telling you this because when you're living on the other side of discipline, there's a sense of peace, a sense of comfort, a sense of pride and accomplishment. Net worth and self-worth are two different things. There's plenty of people that have a solid net worth that are absolutely miserable. You have to earn your self-worth on a day-to-day basis through your actions and through your habits. So back to escape velocity. You've got the force of gravity that holds something to the ground, okay? Or let's say I'm holding you back. You have to exert more energy and more force than me holding you back in order to move forward. So your actions and your habits right now are the things that are holding you back. And in order to change or escape your current situation, you will have to exert more energy in order to escape that situation, in order to remove those bad habits. But you will not be able to do it unless you have the fuel. And that's where your desire comes in. If you don't have a desire to change, a desire that's so great that you'll go through any pain, that's the difference between me and anybody else or the average individual. I'm willing to suffer more than they are for something that I say that I want. When people talk about what they want, that's all it is talk. When people go out there and discipline themselves and take advantage of the fact that we have the ability to control our day, when they take full advantage of that and execute at a high level with discipline every single day, you'll amaze yourself at the individual that you become, the self-worth that you have, and the things that you're able to start accomplishing. So what's holding you? What's your gravity right now? What's your vice? What's your excuse? What's holding you back from becoming the best version of you? And I'm telling you right now, you have full control over whatever that is. You could choose to ignore it. You could throw yourself into more work and distract you from yourself, from your shortcomings. That's why people that have high net worth have low self-worth. They would rather continue to distract themselves with the work then actually focus on themselves as an individual and develop somebody that actually has self-worth. Self-worth comes down to this. How much time, effort, and energy are you putting into yourself? That's self-worth, right? My net worth would be how much money have I accumulated and put in the bank or to put into assets? So it's the amount of money that determines your net worth. It's the amount of time, energy, and effort that you show yourself on a day-to-day basis, how much you care about you. And so if you show yourself that you care about you by investing time, energy, effort into yourself, you will then have self-worth. So just like money is units, right? Your time and your energy for self-worth are units. And if you're not spending any time or energy investing into yourself, then you're not deserving of having self-worth. If you're spending all your time and energy in acquiring money, then of course you're going to have a high net worth. So average is the enemy. And I'm not talking about average just in finances. Just so that you guys understand, most people take their average ass self into a new income bracket and their life really doesn't change that much. The statistic is a third of people that make $250,000 a year still live paycheck to paycheck. And what that tells me is they're taking their same bad habits, the individual that they were when they were making 50 grand a year or 100,000 a year or $150,000 a year into the individual that's now making $250,000 a year. There's no change except for income. Their actions and their habits are the exact same. You must develop yourself in order to keep the money that you make. Because what's going to happen is if you start making a good amount of money, what you're going to do is you're going to spend your way into a feeling because you don't feel good about yourself and you need to buy things that are outside of you in order to make you feel a certain way about yourself, which are very short-lived emotions or dopamine hits. So if you're playing for keeps, that means that you're willing to put in work every single day and give yourself a record of the past mentally that says, I care enough about me in order to spend time and energy and effort on myself in developing me in order to feel good in my body and mind. And if you're not doing that, then again, you're not deserving of having self-worth. You can't want something or feel deserving of something that you've yet to earn. And I think that that's part of the problem when it comes to business is burnout mode happens when what? When you want to be further than where you currently are. And when you expect a result outside of the result that you currently have. So if you're expecting a result that you're not currently experiencing or you expect yourself to be further along down the road and you're not, you're going to start feeling burnout because you're creating improper expectations for where you should be or what you should be receiving. You haven't earned it yet. So are you just doing it for some result so that you could feel good about yourself that you accomplished this thing? Or are you doing it because you know that this is going to put you and your family in a position to be financially successful, financially secure? And if you're doing it for the right reasons, you're okay waiting 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You didn't start a business in order to get rich in 2 years. But for whatever reason, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we get frustrated. We just don't think that we're doing it right. We've said it before, winning doesn't feel like winning. Winning feels like discomfort. It feels like pain. Now the result eventually shows up and you believe that that is winning. When in reality, the result showed up after an extended period of time of living in the process that created a version of you that was then deserving of the result. And now you receive the result. Now, if you expedite that process and you start receiving money, maybe outside of the time frame that you maybe should have, what's going to happen is you're going to, again, spend your way to try to find self-worth. When you're playing the long game and it's taking a while to get where you want to go, you appreciate the result that much more and you don't want to squander it. This is why you see athletes that come up and they have $50 million and or $100 million made over the course of their career, and then they're broke 5 years by the time they retire. Why is that? Their net worth was much greater than their self-worth. and they took the money that they were making in a short period of time and they tried to buy their way into a feeling of self-worth. I believe one of the biggest things that you need to do as an individual is focus on you and focus on your self-worth. Because guess what? When your belief increases, so do your actions. And when your actions increase, so do the results. And when the results start increasing, it justifies what you had to go through to get there. And then you start falling in love with the process and you realized, okay, so you're telling me through this discomfort, I started to receive a result which increased my belief. And now that my belief has increased, my actions are increasing. Therefore, I want to go back to this spot, in other words, discomfort, in order to continue to see growth. And when you've stayed in discomfort long enough, you start calling it home. When you stay in discomfort long enough, you start seeing results. When you stay in discomfort long enough, you realize that the discomfort and the lessons that you learn with inside that period are far more valuable than the results that you receive. Therefore, you want to stay in that form of discomfort. I'm not saying that you won't have hard days. But the fact is, you want a result that only 1% of humans ever receive. That means you're going to have to go through a process, a discomfort that 99% of people can't handle. But then when you're going through discomfort, you question it. When in reality, you should say, aha, this is the moment where most people quit. This is where they fall off. And getting through this is going to get me to that 1% that I said I wanted. You're either willing to do what it takes regardless, or you're going to succumb to an emotion that's temporary. That's it. There's no other. This is black and white. You will go through so many emotions and you will go through so much pain and you will go through so much discomfort. And if you're not currently experiencing that, then you're not pushing hard enough. You probably go to the gym, still get your 3 sets of 10. It's not hard for you anymore. You keep doing the same thing that used to be hard to the old version of you and you call it good enough. Oh, I used to do that. I used to, and then insert excuse. I used to do that, but I got injured. I used to do that, but I got screwed over. I used to do that, but I made a bad investment. Every time somebody says, but, there's usually insert excuse right after that. And that excuse is the thing that holds them back from the greatest version of themselves. They're putting so much weight on that excuse that it makes them feel good about not doing what they're completely capable of, which is change. We're going back and putting themselves in a position to win again. Some people will never go back to the foundation that built them to who they are. And when they start pulling back because they start seeing a little bit of results and they find a little bit of ease, a little bit of comfort, and then they look back, man, those were the good old days when I was building, when we were growing, we were doing that. It doesn't have to be the good old days. That's the most depressing thought on planet Earth. The good old days. I want to feel like I'm currently living in the good old days. I want to feel like in 10 years from now, I'm going to look back on what I'm currently doing and saying, holy shit. It was during that time that created the version of me that I currently am. The problem is most people are taking the current version of them, of who they are, and looking back at their 20s and say, man, those were the good old days. Or my teens, oh, those were the good old days. To me, it's a depressing thought that you believe that your prime is in the rears. It's a depressing thought to believe that the best version of you has already come and gone. I promised myself that I would be in the best shape of my life when I turned 40 years old, which happens in 3 months. And I'm doing everything in my power on a day-to-day basis, going through whatever discomfort I need to go through in order to mold that version of me and honor the promise that I made to myself. You lack confidence because you lack commitment. When you say something, it's a nice thought. Start meaning what you say. Start setting goals that are so far outside of what you know that you're capable of doing right now that force you to evolve, that force you to become a better version of yourself because it's so big and so scary. If you can't run a mile, sign up for a marathon 6 months from now. I promise you tomorrow when you wake up, you're probably going to run 1 or 2 miles. You're setting something that's so big and so scary to you that you fear putting yourself in that situation is going to be extremely painful if you don't start doing what? Training. There's the book that says, I think it's Dan Sullivan, 10X is easier than 2X. Why is that? Because you believe that in order to go from 100 grand a year to 200 grand, that you don't have to change that much. You believe that you're good enough right now in order, as long as you stay on the path that you're on, that you're good enough to go from 100 grand a year to $200,000 a year in income. The problem is because you believe that you're good enough, you're not really going to change or evolve. You're just going to stay on the same path and hope that the results continue to kind of compound or work in your favor. But if you said, hey, I want to go from $100,000 a year to $1 million a year, it's obvious that you right now aren't good enough to 10X. So what that shows you is you need to change. Everything about you would need to change in order to go from 100 grand a year to $1 million a year. So then it forces you to look in the mirror and say, holy shit, what is it that I need to change in order to become better so that that's a possibility? You're stretching your mind so wide that it makes, okay, now what? My guess is somebody that can run a mile can probably run 2 miles. That's 2X. Somebody that's only ever ran a mile, in order to go out and run 10 miles, that's going to blow their mind. Somebody that's only done $1 million a year in gross revenue to say that they could do 10, that's going to blow their mind. But it would be completely obvious that their entire strategy would change, that if they wanted to go from 1 to 2 million versus 1 to 10 million, they would say, holy shit, I need to surround myself with better people. I need to create systems and processes. I need to delegate. I need to hire. I need to focus on my marketing. It would make the decisions that they have to make completely obvious when you go that much bigger and you blow up what it is that you want to do. That will make you take a hard look in the mirror and determine, who do I need to become in order to receive this result? And then your actions, and again, as long as you're committed to it, your actions and habits will start changing. And when they start changing and you start seeing that you're more than capable of, your belief then increases, and then you wonder, what else can I accomplish? What else can I do? And you start thinking bigger in all areas of your life. Don't allow yourself to fall short of what you're truly, truly capable of. Don't allow yourself to be one of many in the word called average. Do everything that you can to honor you, your family, God, and anybody else in your environment by waking up every single day and going through a little bit of discomfort and extract every ounce of potential that exists in your body. And when you do that, you'll be proud. You'll have self-worth. When you're proud of yourself and when you have self-worth, your net worth by default starts to increase because you now believe that you're worthy of more and you wonder where else in life you can make changes to receive more so that you can impact more. The game is a little backwards. We chase the money and we hope we get self-worth. When in reality, if you get self-worth, I don't believe that you're going to accept average or mediocre. If you have high self-worth, your belief is going to say, dude, what are you doing? You're worth so much more. And then guess what happens? Your eyes start seeing opportunities because you have a belief that you're worth more. And when you start seeing those opportunities, you're far more capable of taking advantage of them because you believe that you're worthy of it. And you'll bet on you. Why? Because you have a record of the past that you're willing to go through discomfort. That's why you're going to be willing to bet on you. I hope this podcast hit home. I hope it makes you want to become a better version of you. I try to throw a bunch of words in a podcast in order to unlock that thing in you that makes you believe in yourself, that makes you understand human possibility, human potential, and how infinite it is, how great it is, and how it's up to us to extract it through our daily actions, through our disciplines. And when you do that, that's a life well lived. Love you all. Appreciate you all. If you guys are interested in an environment that's of growth, go to joinrbo.com. We are about to open up the inner circle. And, you know, it would be an absolute honor to share space with an individual that believes that they're capable of more and that wants to extract every ounce of potential that they have. Share the podcast. Please, guys, review the podcast. I don't ask for much. Please review the podcast. Leave the reviews. It does help us a ton. Share the show. Other than that, keep kicking ass. As always, see you next week.